Well, in this third Sunday of Advent, the lessons really take us to where the rubber hits the road. John asked Jesus, "Are you the one?" What an interesting statement for him to make when you think about John's awareness since even before he was born. Remember the story when Mary visited Elizabeth and John leapt in the womb of Elizabeth just knowing that Jesus was near him. John had a very keen awareness of who Jesus was even before he was born. And when Jesus presented himself to John at the River Jordan to be baptized, John said to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" He just couldn't handle the idea because he knew who Jesus was. And it was in John's gospel that Jesus said to his followers, to John the Baptist's followers, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." So John had this very clear awareness of who Jesus was. But now in this reading today, John is in prison and he sits in his prison cell questioning what he has seen Jesus' ministry look like and seeing that there is no winnowing fork in his hand to separate the good from the bad. There is no unquenchable fire that's to punish the unrepentant. And so John found himself sending the message, "Are you the one? Are you the one?" I mean, he just had a different expectation of who the Messiah would be. He had a different vision of what that would mean in his own faith journey. And Jesus didn't really offer a yes or no answer to the question, but instead he gave a summary of his action that comes right out of that Isaiah passage, saying that the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the mute are able to speak and shout and praise God. But John seemed not to be able to see that. He had his own idea of what the Christ, the anointed one, would be like. He expected that the anointed one would protect the righteous and punish the unrighteous. And instead he saw Jesus eating with sinners and assembling students instead of an army. He ended up, instead of seeing Jesus preaching hellfire and brimstone, which sounds like that's the kind of preacher John was, that Jesus preached grace. Instead of punishing sinners, Jesus was reaching out to sinners. And instead of building up a political kingdom, Jesus spent a lot of time describing the kingdom of God, the heavenly kingdom. And so again, John finds himself saying, "Are you the one?" Well, it brings up, I think, a point for all of us in our faith journey about whether Jesus is always the Savior we expect him to be. It's awfully easy for me in my faith journey to want to put God, put the Son of God in a box so I can understand him. But he always refuses to fit in a box. That's just not how God operates. For us to put limits on how God thinks and what God's intentions are. I know I would love to have my loved ones, my family, my extended family, protected from illness or from harm. I would like this faith family to never have a misunderstanding. We all completely know what everybody else says and no feelings are ever hurt. I would like my two brothers and my sister to communicate better and for me to communicate better with them and more often. And so far that hasn't happened very well. I would like St. Luke's to have huge success every time we attempt a new ministry. All these things are things I would like to say God's going to anoint that. I know the reality is in life that it all doesn't always work out that way. So that brings up this point that John made about his mission being to prepare the way. To prepare the way. How do we prepare the way for our handling God not being exactly how we want God to be, to fit God in that box. God's God, we're not. And so how do we respond to that? Preparing the way is a message for us, I think, to not only prepare the way for God in the world by being a witness, by carrying the light, by showing the people around us what it's like to carry a faith in God, but it's also about preparing a way in our own hearts to say, how do we decide what to do when Jesus doesn't meet the expectations we place on him? rather than how God is going to pick God's own time in God's own way for God's own purpose. And we don't have privy to that. We don't have the privilege of understanding all that. And that's been a big struggle for me in my life. And I think all of us struggle with that. But it is part of this faith journey of preparing the way. It's deciding what to do when he doesn't meet our expectations, about what should that say to us with our understanding what we expect versus what God intends. What does it say about the patience that we carry inside us to see God's will make itself known in a different way than we expect? And I can think back about lots of those situations in my life that God's will was done, but in a different way than I had in my mind as the way to answer it, and in a different time frame than was my intention. What does it say about the way we need to accept that sometimes God's answer is no? So we have to learn how to understand our communications with God the Spirit. We can't sit down and have a conversation. We can have prayer, and we do have answers come back, but not often in an audible way. We need to experience how God interacts with us. And so John's question to Jesus was, "Are you the one?" It seems shocking to hear, since his whole mission here was to prepare the way for Jesus. But it does open up for us a teaching moment, I believe, on how well we understand who Jesus is, and for us to always be open to and have the patience to see how God unfolds his presence in our life. I believe this is a journey that it defines our whole faith journey. And I believe that it's the purpose we were created for. We were created to learn this experience. I pray that this Advent be a time for us to be open to this preparing the way in our hearts for God's unfolding, seeing God's presence certainly when things go well, but also teaching moments for us to learn how to be closer to God and learn more about God, even when times are challenging. Amen.